Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On the heels of two absolutely horrendous, awful, terrible Monday night football games that should have been banished to, like, I don't know, state television or something like that. We were forced to watch that bad boy. Those bad boys. And they were bad. We have one of the best times of the year getting started on the heels of that disaster, of that good ship Titanic. We have the baseball playoffs, baby. Tarik Skubal, public enemy number one after hitting David Fry in the face, making his walk in from the Tigers bullpen at Progressive Field on a sunny, late September Tuesday afternoon. God, just so they can get all these playoff games in. They start the first game of the playoffs at 1 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, like everybody has off. But it is the transition from the bad of the NFL, the gluttony of the NFL, to what I can't get enough of. Playoff baseball, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be keeping you up to date because I care. I don't know how many of you care. I know AMAC doesn't really care. And that's okay. That's okay. Playoff baseball is awesome. I mean, I love regular season baseball. I don't need any kind of adrenaline rush that you guys need from certain things. I love it all. But man, playoff baseball is awesome. And I know we've lost the fever for it here because the Nationals have been so bad for 6 years now. I got it. It used to be more special around here. And maybe one day, and perhaps with the official introduction of Paul Tomoni tomorrow, and a fresh look to the organization, perhaps one day we'll get back there. Perhaps. Until then, I think you can still enjoy great sports theater, great sports drama, and hopefully a great series between two teams that battled it out over 162 and the Tigers, who threw up all over themselves down the stretch. The Guardians, who nobody bitches and moans about their name. Boy, it's amazing how that happens. It went to from Indians to Guardians overnight. And not a soul bitches about their name in Cleveland. That is lock, stock, and truth. I have boots on the ground in Cleveland. They don't talk about it. They don't bitch about it. They don't whine about it incessantly. It's just a name. That's it. Just a name. Same baseball team, same organization. Really good organization, by the way. Great home field advantage. well-built team, feisty, play pretty clean baseball. You know what their fans spend zero time on? Bitching about brands. That's what their fans spend zero amount of time on. They care about baseball. They care about winning. They care about doing it right. And trying to bring that championship, finally, home to Cleveland. From a baseball perspective. That's what they care about. Anyway, with that being said, good afternoon, everybody. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Well, I can't actually see you, but... And you can't actually see me, which is probably good because you'd be throwing a couple of Jackson darts at me. We'll get to Jackson Dart because we didn't spend a lot of time on that later on. But I did want to start the show before we get into a Joe Witt question, probably around 1:30 with this. Those two Monday night games last night were not only just not fun, not entertaining, not worth anybody's time, but they weren't well played at all. Sure, congratulations to the Dolphins and my guy Mike McDaniel. 27-21 winners, first win of the year. And you knew they were getting close by how they played Buffalo a week and a half ago. Imagine that. We've had to actually see the Miami Dolphins twice in a row in prime time, Thursday night and Monday night, with a bunch of days in between. Congratulations to the Dolphins who beat up a hapless Jets team. Boy, that Aaron Glenn hire is going swimming. Oh, Aaron Glenn. Yeah, all you have to do is just hire a new coach and everything will be great. Well, check that. Aaron Glenn doesn't fumble the football at the one-yard line. Aaron Glenn doesn't miss tackles. Aaron Glenn doesn't commit 13 penalties for 101 yards. What else? I mean, you get the point? Like, and the Jets were good in some ways, and they got completely screwed over by officiating a couple of times. One on the touchdown to Garrett Wilson, which I thought was ticky-tack. Another was on a missed call. I put it up on Twitter. I can't even remember. At right now without looking at it, the circumstance, but it was a terrible miscall. And it was one of the smarter things that Dan Orlovsky said. And he doesn't always say smart things. He does say smart things sometimes. Not always, but it was one of the smarter things he said last night. That game, though, was difficult to watch. It was not well played. Again, from a disciplinary standpoint or from a discipline standpoint, the Jets were the better team, right? They had 404 yards compared to Miami's 300. They were better on third down. They gained 7.1 per play. Miami, 5.4. The Jets rushed for nearly 200 yards, including a guy that, you know, I've been hard on, Justin Fields, and his 43-yard touchdown run and 81 yards overall. Oh, and he threw for 226, a touchdown and no pickles, and a 111 rating. Now, the Miami Dolphins defense stinks, but that's a really good night for Justin Fields. So there were certainly some things that were good about that game. The rebirth of Darren Waller, not one but two touchdowns out of the retirement abyss. Tua Tagovailoa not getting knocked out of a game on a scramble in which he took a shot to the head, or at least the upper shoulder. And then there was, of course, the Tyreek Hill situation, which was awful to watch and awful to see. Six targets, six catches, 67 yards, and now possibly done for Well, he's definitely done for all of this year, but he could be done for the rest of his career. Not just a this year. He could be done for the rest of his career. So that was tough to see. Now, I don't wish injury on anyone. I mean, I hope Tyreek Hill can use this time of rehabilitation, physical rehabilitation, because it's not only a knee dislocation, it's torn ligaments. I hope he can use this time to get his life on track, because he has had more transgressions than you can shake a stick at. And that's the nicest way to say it. Hopefully, Tyreek Hill can get his life back in order while he's getting his leg back in shape. Because I couldn't help but think about that last night. Like, I really couldn't. You feel bad for a guy who goes through such a brutal injury. But I couldn't help but think of the amount of times I've seen Tyreek Hill on TMZ or in TMZ or whatever. I couldn't help but think about that. I'm sorry, I'm human. It's not that you're rooting for a guy like that to get hurt. Absolutely not. But I'm a human being. And when he's done what he's been accused of and found to be responsible for, you can't help but think about it. Sorry. That's just reality. That's being a human being. Nobody wants anybody to suffer a brutal injury like that. But I can't tell you it didn't go through my mind. Now, whatever you want to make of that is whatever you want to make of that. I'm not telling you I was rooting for him to be hurt. I'm not telling you I was rooting for him to be knocked out for the season or perhaps his career. But I just can't sit here and be honest with you and tell you it didn't go through my mind over and over and over again. And then I saw a picture of Drew Rosenhaus around his bedside, I guess this morning or maybe last night. And, he's going to have this major surgery to repair not only, again, the knee dislocation, but the ligaments, torn ACL and whatnot. It's his agent. I'm sure he thinks he's a great guy. I don't know how you can root for a guy like that, quite honestly, is how I would frame it. I can't root for a guy like that. I'm just being honest. I just can't. Just cannot. I don't want him to get injured. I don't want him to be in pain. It was awful to watch. It takes away an explosive threat for not only Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins, but also think about this at the trade deadline, right? There's already been lots of rumors connecting him back to Kansas City, perhaps to Pittsburgh. Who knows? Maybe if the Giants had won a couple of games here after beating the Chargers, after losing Malik Nabers, maybe they would have been in that business. I doubt it, but you never know. Right? You just don't know. Maybe Tampa with all of their injuries. So it takes away a very, very, very intriguing and popular name that was probably going to be on the move at the trade deadline. That's the football angle of it, besides hurting the Dolphins, who certainly didn't need to have any more setbacks. Sure, they won. But their defense still sucks. You've got fans flying jet banners before the game. Not New York jet banners, but small plane banners. New coach, new GM, new quarterback. Fire McDaniel last week. Fire Chris Greer last week. I mean, it's not a great situation in Miami, obviously. And it isn't going to be at 1-3, But at least they won that game. But of course, like the Giants, who also went to 1-3, it comes at a major, major cost. So you get your first win of the year, and it's like a funeral because you lose arguably your best player. Now, I think Devin Achane is probably their best player before last night and going into last night and after last night. But it can't be easy to make up for Tyreek Hill, right? So there you have that. Now, I don't expect all of you to like that. You can call and yell at me all you want. I refuse to do a radio show and tell you what honestly was going through my mind when it came to Tyreek Hill last night. I'm just going to tell you that. And again, it was at times a entertaining game, and at times it was an awful, awful game to watch. The Jets go on this long drive in the first quarter, fumble at the 1 yard line. The Jets commit 13 penalties for 101 yards. The Jets have 104 more yards than the Dolphins and lose by 6. You want me to go on? The other game was dreadful. Sorry, dreadful. I mean, sure, the Broncos did a couple of nice things. And Bo Nix played pretty well, with the exception of the one turnover in the end zone. 29 of 42, 326, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. But we know Cincinnati's defense is challenged, to say the least. And Trey Hendrickson got banged up in that game. We know they are challenged, to say the least. What we weren't counting on was just how bad their offense would look against two premier defenses in back-to-back weeks on the road without Joe Burrow. At Minnesota last Sunday, at Denver last night, and a complete splat. 3 points, 2 of 11 on third down, 159 net yards, 3.7 average per play, 53 net rushing yards. Thank goodness for all you Chase Brown drafters. Me! Yeah, that's worked out well. 11 penalties for 65 yards, 8 punts, and 22 minutes and 2 seconds time of possession. What an absolute crap show by the Bengals. What an absolute poop show. And the Denver Broncos are good on defense. They were good on offense last night. They racked up 512 yards of offense. 512 to 159. Those two games largely stunk. Thank God we get a reprieve from football for the next 2 days. Thank goodness I don't have to see another football game until Thursday night. Thank goodness. Please go away. It's oversaturation. I'll expand upon that next. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, if you want to weigh in on any of that. I don't know, did you enjoy those games? You have a problem with me saying that I couldn't get Tyreek Hill's transgressions out of my mind, even when he was going through a brutal injury? And again, just being honest with you. Just being honest. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And an official announcement was made this morning or last night. I got to give you the details because it's fun. It's exciting. It's good. But it complicates a weekend in mid-December for your boy on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's a pretty healthy average.
Here's Harvey. Touchdown Broncos.
All right, that's Joe Buck and a little Troy Aikman on the call. Harvey, the 12-yard touchdown pass from Bo Nix. Bo Nix had two passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown last night. Could have had a third, but he threw an interception in the end zone. But that was good from 12. That was the icing on the cake. 28-3 Monday Night Football in Denver. For the Broncos over the Bengals. And, again, Jake Browning was just absolutely awful. And we know already the Bengals' offensive line is not good. And against that pass rush, Bonino and the other guy off the edge, forgot his name. I forgot his name. God, I hate when I do that. I'll think about it. Either way, what a terrible, terrible game. The NFL is completely oversaturated right now. I mean, college football is oversaturated. But the NFL is just... And I know this isn't going to be a popular take. I got it. A popular spin. I got it. I understand that. It's engulfing. It's swarming. It's suffocating. And sure, there are going to be great games. And sure, there are going to be unbelievable moments and big upsets and all of that stuff. And I get it. I love it too. I know it may seem like I am less of a fan of football than I used to be. Probably because it's, again, engulfing. And the people that run the NFL, at least, are so stupid. Not that it's much better in college football, but at least you can't really blame the NCAA because somehow the NCAA runs college basketball, but they have nothing to do with college football. I mean, that's the school presidents and the conferences. I still haven't been able to figure that out, but that's pretty much the way it is. But stupid is as stupid does. And here's the thing. We do not need two Monday night games. We do not need a Thursday night game, two Monday night games, a Sunday morning game, a Sunday night game, and 8 or 9 Sunday day games. We don't need that much. Like, people, if you need that much football, you should reexamine your priorities, quite honestly. It's just complete oversaturation. There's no way anybody could watch that much football and be that sedentary and be that into it and to not be bored to tears. And again, maybe it's an overreaction to it not being a great game, but I had no interest going into last night. Never mind. Yeah, because of what I do, I got to watch it. Now, am I sitting there taking notes? No, of course, it's not the same thing as a Commanders game. I got it. But it's just too much. It's just everywhere. It's engulfing. Let it breathe. Let it breathe. And the NFL just keeps shoving it and shoving it down our throat. Because why? It's so popular with a country that, quite honestly, I don't know, makes a lot of questionable to poor choices. I'll just say it like that. It's so popular that they look for every opportunity they can to shove the product down your throat. Let it breathe a little. Leave us wanting more. Like, I literally could not watch another football game tonight if I had to. I just can't. Now, I'll watch baseball all day, you know, but for me, not having a team in the race, it's just casual fun. It's on. I'm not sitting there riveted to every pitch. It'll be on while I'm doing work tonight, while I'm preparing the show tomorrow, while I'm falling asleep because I'm an old man. It's just too much. It's engulfing. And I know there are some of you that, give me every game you ever. Give me a game 24 hours a day. Okay. Sure. That makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, if you have other responsibilities in your life, really? Now, if you don't have any other responsibilities in your life, okay, I guess. But what a boring life to lead. Again, not saying that I hate football, hate watching football. I don't want anybody go, "Bah, boo, hoo, you. Oh, I wish I could have your job. Blah, 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 blah." Trust me, you don't wish you could have my job. You want to exchange paychecks? You want to face the reality? We can gladly do that, okay? The point being is, oversaturation is not good. I say this about professional wrestling all the time. You guys know I'm a big professional wrestling mark. It's way too much. Leave us wanting more. Leave us thirsty. Leave us rabid. Instead, I'm sitting here begging for a reprieve. And again, maybe it was because it was two bad games. But that's just the point. There shouldn't be two games. No need. None at all. With the exception of to make more money. That's it. That's the only reason. It's not because you demand it. It's because you'll consume it if it's shoved down your throat. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. If you watch a bunch of college football too, which I do, I'm not telling you I watch every game, but I watch a bunch of college football. Friday night, watch the, you know, Florida State, Virginia, all day Saturday. You know, you throw that into the mix, and if you just look at football, not separating the NFL from college, it's just entirely too much. But then if you just isolate it down to the NFL, my goodness, it's just, again, completely suffocating. And it's a bad product in a lot of ways. AMAC, when we come back, do you have that audio that I sent you about Troy Aikman on ESPN last night?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play that, and then we'll move on and get into Joe Witt. Mm-hmm. But I want you to hear what, in case you weren't watching both games or bouncing back and forth or forgot about the main game after the first game or whatever, I just want you to hear what Troy Aikman a stooge for the league. On the league's, one of the league's preeminent broadcasts had to say about last night's festivities in Denver. And that was just one game. Imagine if he actually was like subject to doing what we all had to do. Watch the Jets and the Dolphins. Watch all the rest. Watch Thursday night as the Arizona Cardinals were asleep for 54 minutes at the wheel. Imagine that. All right, back in a flash after a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. Stay with us. All right, we are underway in the American League wild card, playoff round in Cleveland at Progressive Field, and the Tigers with a 1-0 lead in the top of the second, the top of the third, rather. Spencer Torkelson, one of their good young players who's come up through the system, with an RBI single off of the Guardian starter, I should say, in the top of the first, as the Tigers jumped out front again, 1-0. These two teams chased each other certainly in the month of September, with Cleveland making an epic comeback and Detroit coming in limping into the series. But so far, it's the Tigers up 1-0. We mentioned Tyreek Hill, torn ACL, other ligaments, as well as the knee dislocation surgery today, and a long recovery ahead. Meanwhile, from last night's Monday night debacle, disaster in Miami Gardens, Sauce Gardner, the Jets' top corner, who got a rich contract extension over the offseason, he was penalized for pass interference. He says he's personally frustrated. It's the second week in a row he's been flagged for pass interference. He said, quote, "I watch football all the time, and I just feel like, I don't know if this is the wrong thing to say, but I think I get called for more stuff just based off of us not winning." You want to talk about losers' lament? There you go. The Jets are 0-4. Commanders players with the day off today. They will practice Wednesday and Thursday in Ashburn and then take off for Los Angeles. After that, practice Friday at the LA Coliseum. And from hockey, the regular season a week away, but the Minnesota Wild getting it done with Kirill Kaprizov, their top star, a NHL record $136 million extension. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Athan in Annapolis says, the NFL and WWE has shoved down our throats because of the money involved. Did you see the outrageous prices for WrestleMania this year? Back in Vegas for a second year in a row? Oh, yeah, I saw it. It's just too much. I mean, again, maybe the problem is the NFL combined with college football. I don't know. But it feels like the NFL is way oversaturated. And again, listen, I love the NFL. I don't love every game. I don't love every matchup. I don't have this like nonstop need to sit on my couch and burn a hole through my couch with my ass cheeks like some of you. I don't feel that need. I have a life. I like to do other things. I like to watch the news. I like to watch documentaries. I like to go to sleep on time. I like to go to the gym. I like to cook. I like to talk to my kids and my family. It's just way too much. Wrestling, too. It's crazy. And again, just even if you leave AEW out of it, WWE is oversaturated. It's just everywhere. It's oversaturation. Oversaturation is not good. You want your audience wanting more, thirsting for more, craving more, needing more. Now, talk to me in, you know, June. Obviously, I want football. But in September and October, November and December, until it slows down in January? And in January with the playoffs, I mean, you know, again, there's just less games. Even then, I'm still, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. It's all encompassing. So oftentimes I find myself bored or not paying attention or wanting to do something else. And I'm just, again, being honest with you. I mean, some people are going to tell you, you know, what you want to hear. I'm never going to tell you what you want to hear. All right. Last night, before we move on from this, this is a long clip, courtesy of Awful Announcing. This is ESPN's Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, referring to terrible officiating and all the penalties. And you'll hear Joe Buck make a reference to the amount of penalties in the Denver-Cincinnati game. And again, they weren't even doing the other game, right? You'll hear them make a reference. It ultimately wound up to be 11 penalties for 65 yards for Cincinnati and 7 penalties for more yardage, 72, for the Broncos. But listen to the amount of penalties that were actually not accepted. And in case you missed the play, Troy Aikman's talking about, and the ESPN officiating expert chimes in on a call. He's talking about a ticky-tack call that, yeah, you got to make that call, I guess. But do you really have to? Do you really have to? Listen to this.
I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. That's a good call. It's just not a necessary call, you know? I was waiting for it. I had no opportunity to try to make a play.
First down and 25. Spinning catch by Dobbins. And Dobbins brought down by Dax Hill.
Nothing brings a broadcast to a screeching halt more than these yellow flags.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, it's been a clinic. Maybe it's the moon. What was that? The crescent something?
Well, you're the one who told me. What was it?
It's waxing crescent.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Weren't you talking astronomy or astrology just a couple weeks
astronomy.
Ago?
Yeah, it's not my strong suit. But I am a Taurus, and I love long walks on wintry beaches. Here is Engram on the catch and run. A good job to find his way and get some yardage, but there's a flag down. Guess what? It's an ineligible man downfield.
Ineligible player downfield, offense, number 60. 5-yard penalty, second down.
products, Roy.
Yeah, the product just not very good. I'm going to be honest. It's just not very good. I mean, this is ridiculous. Wattenberg, he's been called a few times tonight for some penalties. He's the center right in the middle. It's hard on those guys with the screens, and they're trying to time it out, and if the ball's just a little bit late getting thrown, then they get...
All right, so you get the gist of it there, and AMAC actually cut that a little bit short, which I'm appreciative for because we don't need any more than that. We get the point. You get the point. The product's just not very good, Troy Aikman said. The product's just not very good, and he's not wrong. I mean, last night was atrocious. I'm sorry. It's just an absolute crap show. The product's just not very good. At times, it's great. But there's a lot of bad product. He said, I'm going to be honest. It's just not very good. I mean, this is ridiculous. He's right. And yet the league has you hook, line, and suckered. He's right. The amount of penalties for the Jets, Dolphins, and the Dolphins to some degree, the Jets, Bengals, and Broncos last night. Again, small sample size, two games. But two games, one more game than absolutely necessary. And hell, I would argue with Thursday night football, Sunday morning football, Sunday night football, you don't need a Monday night game, period. But okay, I realize they're never going to do away with that. But you're sure as you know what, don't need two games. And you don't need two poorly played games. It's just misery. And again, I'm a football fan. I'm a wrestling fan. It's just too much. They never know when to stop. They never know when to pull back the reins and to take a little bit of time to make your audience want more. Because you guys just keep coming back for more. And you know, listen, kudos to them. They know how to make money. That they do. They don't know how to officiate a game correctly. They have a horrible replay system. They have injury-a-palooza and teams that basically can't even field rosters like the Baltimore Ravens, to a lesser degree the Washington Commanders, the LA Chargers, and more, and more. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, just teams that come to mind. It's just, again, entirely too much. Now you might say, well, wait a second. Baseball's got 162 regular season games. Isn't that too much? Yeah, it's too much. Basketball, hockey's got 82, four rounds of the playoffs. Isn't that too much? Yes, it's too much. All of them are too much. But when we're coming off of, and again, it's probably the combination of the NFL and college football, and college football looks for every window that they can to try and counter the NFL so that you watch their product. So they've got a Thursday night game on ESPN every week. Now you might say, well, that's not smart. That's going against Thursday night football. Ah, but that's the rub. It's never usually a big, big, big game, but it fulfills their contracts, whatever. It's usually an ACC game. I think it's always an ACC game. Or most of the time it's an ACC game, I should say. East Carolina and Army was not. But it's on ESPN. Whereas the NFL that night is on Amazon Prime, which people obviously are watching and people have bought and downloaded and subscribed and all that stuff. But it's not like if the Thursday night game was on Fox or ABC or CBS. It's not the same. So college football tries to, okay, at least compete. Friday night, there's always a couple of games, and there's become bigger games. Virginia, Florida State, perfect example. And obviously all day Saturday and Saturday night. Now, they leave you alone on Sunday and Monday, but that's when the NFL... So, again, maybe it's me conflating the sport of football, but even if you just isolate the NFL, it's just engulfing. Thursday night, Sunday morning, Sunday all day, Sunday night, two games on Monday night. And the product isn't good enough to sustain it. Just because you watch it doesn't mean the product is good. Doesn't mean the product is what it should be. 150, 10 in front of 2. Just getting rocking and rolling here on a Tuesday. We will get into Joe Witt next hour. Your call straight ahead on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Oh, this is the Super Bowl halftime performer, huh? Little BB, double B.
Yeah, this is actually Drake right here, but he's with Bad Bunny.
Oh, okay. See, forgive me. I didn't know. I know Bad Bunny from his limited appearances in the WWE. That's what I know Bad Bunny from. I will be checking out at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Why?
No interest at all. None. Zero.
Anything different? Outside of your normal sphere,
I mean,
check out, huh?
I like some of the halftime shows, like the one in California a couple of years ago was pretty cool, where they were, on the buses and Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggity Dog and all that. I like that one. Last year, Kendrick Lamar, one song, okay.
One song. You do more than one song.
Well, no. I like the one song.
Okay, that's about it. Gotcha.
And no offense, Bad Bunny. I don't know any of his music.
Bad Bonito.
Just not going to be there for it.
Bad
Bunny. I'm going to flip the channel or I'm going to go clean. Or eat. Or drink. Or maybe all of that.
I was going to say all of the above.
Yeah.
Eat all of the above.
Exactly. We do have some breaking Commanders news, which we will give you in just a couple of moments. First, quickly, we go to our guy, Athan in Annapolis, who we mentioned tweeted about WWE, and he's absolutely right. Absolutely right on that, right? Double A?
As always, yes. And go Cleveland Indians.
Uh-huh.
Indians.
Oh, you
friend.
Heard that?
You will be getting a Ricky Vaughn jersey.
You heard that?
You will be getting a Ricky Vaughn jersey for Christmas.
I've already heard from Dr. Sabah. She's not happy with me leading off the show with that. But you guys know, both of you know, how much you both mean to me. And if you didn't mean anything to me, I would just ignore you. But I have to, kind of occasionally, poke the bear a little bit.
Hey, everybody's entitled to their opinion. It doesn't make either one of us right or wrong. You got to have differences on things, and we just differ on, those things. And you smile at each other, you move on, you poke a little fun at each other, and then you get back to the basics.
Correct.
So here we go.
All right.
So really to talk about what you said about, the NFL, well, it's a couple things, Chris. It's just the gambling is at an all-time high that it's never been at.
Yep.
And incorporated with that are brands and sponsorships to go with people's brands. And that's what it becomes about. It pulls away from the sport and focuses on everything else that has to do with money, making all these, whoever it is with the brand rich and getting them to model your clothes or wear your hats or shoes or whatever, and then the gambling to go with it. I'm no different. Last night I had a first-time touchdown bet on, I think it was a receiver, Wilson, for the Jets. And the other one was
Garrett
on
Wilson,
Yeah, so
by,
it didn't work
by the
out.
Way, that and was so, a ticky-tack call on the touchdown he actually scored. That was a ticky-tack call if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, but again, you said the replay system is garbage. They could get it right. We've talked about it before if they wanted to. They choose not to get
it right because it
doesn't fit the narrative.
Correct.
Yeah, if it fits the narrative one day, then they'll get it right, okay? So moving on to just Joe Witt, because I know you're going to talk about him. I mean, listen, this team has personnel issues, whether people want to admit it or not. They're old and unathletic at some key spots. But I don't understand how you have a mini camp, a training camp, and these are professional athletes that don't know their assignments. You can't tell me that the scheme is like Greek and they don't understand it. It just doesn't make sense to me. And the other thing that concerns me, so you can't tell me that Bobby Wagner is so important that he can't come off the field for 10% of the plays? Like Jordan McGee is that bad, or Medrano, or whoever else they got, that they can't go in there and cover for him, at least on what they think of the passing down.
Well, they got, so yeah, they had Jordan McGee, Medrano, and Ale Kaho, no snaps, right? So they don't trust them, is what that tells me. Because you can do hand signals. It's harder when Bobby Wagner's wearing the green dot and calling all the plays, but you can do hand signals, and they don't. They won't do it. They won't do it. They'd rather get exposed in pass coverage. Now, Bobby Wagner got picked, rubbed twice on that play on the wheel route, which, like, I didn't notice at first live, so I was a little critical of Bobby. You still got to find a way to get around it, but, you know, sometimes that's bad luck. Sometimes that's a bad path. Sometimes that's bad everything. What I know is it's not as bad of a look on Joe Witt as people think it is.
And I agree, and I'll just use a different example. When Kevin O'Connell was here, he got the absolute best out of Dwayne Haskins because Kevin O'Connell went to Haskins and said, what are you comfortable with? Mm-hmm. And he had some pretty respectable games, the final four or five games of that year. I just think that they have to, I don't want to say dumb it down because these guys are professionals, but, I mean, they got to figure something out here because there's no way you can tell, okay, listen, Bobby Wagner's best days are behind him, but he's a leader, he's the captain of the defense, he's the quarterback of the defense, whatever you want to call it. There's no way, as a professional team with all this talent or whatever, that you can be this bad. And they have to figure it out. And I don't care if they have to stay out there to like it's a Remember the Titans type thing, so you're out there at 11 o'clock at night and you keep running the same play and you keep asking guys, what's your assignment? What are you going to do to get some playing time this week, Jordan McGee? Show me, you know, that you can get on the field and make a difference. That's what they have to do, in my opinion. There has to be some tough love here pretty soon, because if they go out there and have another embarrassment on Sunday and then have more in the coming future, it's going to get hairy around here real soon and have flashbacks of Rivera.
That would be awesome if only it was allowed. Thank you, AA. Way late for the 2 o'clock break. We've got to take it now. Sorry, that's my fault on that. Let's do it right here on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.